This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
A lot of people don't know how many of the stories in this building started outside of the building. You know, we worked together on this show, but I've known you. How long have I known you now?
I think it's 13 years.
13 years.
Yeah. We were both in Denver doing comedy.
No, that's not where we met. You know where we actually met?
We met at the Comedy
Store. We met at the Comedy Store in L.A., and I remember watching you, and I was like, you are a very funny person. And I'd seen your Twitter at the time. That's when people were still telling jokes on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I was like, you're Neil Perrin. I was like, you're really funny. And we spoke a little bit, and you were just like, who, what is this? What is happening right now? A lot of people gave me that. You know? But you weren't mean. You were just confused.
Yeah.
And then we chatted for a little bit, and then I said, oh, I'll follow you. And then I followed you on Twitter. And then I remember the next time we spoke, you sent me a message because you said, hey, who the hell are you? Because I have a whole bunch of exclamation marks and Africans in my mentions right now. Because one of my friends followed you, Kolisa, and you were like, that's not possible.
Yeah, I can't even say that.
And that's actually how we became friends.
Yes.
I brought Africans into your life.
Yeah, thank you. I never met one before you. All right, so no, the story I like to tell is, so 10 years ago, we worked in Denver. You were at the Improv.
No, I wasn't. I never played.
Where were you?
I was at, it was called like a Funny Bone, or it was a...
So not even an Improv.
I'd never played any of the premium clubs.
We were there for the weekend. Yes. We were both getting $300 a show.
Yes.
And you were like, I'm pretty big in South Africa and Europe. And I was like, get out of here. Like, literally, get out of here. And he got out of here. He literally left.
Neil makes it sound like he's like grumpier than he is. What happened was, we didn't know we were both in town.
Yes.
And then I saw a post and I was like, Neil's here. I was like, let's meet. And then we met.
One of your South African friends, like, you know, I was in Denver. Yeah.
And so then we were like, let's meet. And we're gonna grab some food. And we met downtown Denver. And we're eating at this little spot, and it was tacos, I don't know what it was, and we're having a meal, and we're chatting about how hard it is being on the road, how we're both getting $300, and that you still have to pay your own airfare, and it basically equals nothing when you get back home, right? And then you said to me, I don't get why you're doing this, because you're huge back home. And I was like, yeah, but I love this. And you're like, you're delusional. And then you said, what's your dream? And I said, I just want to keep doing comedy and have as much fun as possible. And you said, well, America doesn't tolerate people with accents on TV, so you should leave.
And at that time, I was correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. In my defense, once Oliver started doing good, I literally called you and said,
I will never forget this.
I said, come back.
I'll never forget that call.
And now the thing that people don't know is 3 months I called you and was like, all right, that's enough.
That's not true. You've been here from the beginning. You know, what I've loved about your journey, because this is not about me, it's also about you, is, you know, a lot of people know Neil as one of the smartest, funniest people you ever worked with in the comedy industry. He's worked with the greatest comedians you can imagine. You know a great comedian, he's worked with them in some way, shape, or form. He is slowly turning into, in my opinion, one of the most unique and funny and original comedians that are out there. And like, I've watched your journey. Your new special on Netflix is phenomenal, because you're not just doing comedy, but you know, you're creating different types of shows. You're enjoying it, you're playing with it. And your new special, Blocks, I've told you this personally, but it's amazing, it's funny. People have commented on how heartbreaking and funny it is, how poignant and honest it is, because you break down what it means to be a liberal, how you try and identify yourself, how we as people don't communicate anymore, what it means to grow up in a household where parents didn't know how to love you, what abuse was. It feels like it's such
it
a vulnerable.
It sounds hilarious.
That's my point. But that's my point. Like, who would think, yeah, that's the show that I'm going to make, and it will be hilarious.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well. I'm the final guest on The Daily Show, so that's pretty cool. No, it worked out. I had the idea for the show, and it is about the ways I don't feel like I fit in. Even, like, recycling, I don't know how to do correctly. Like, whenever I throw something away and it's in one of those garbage cans, got like a garbage hole, a recycling hole, and a compost hole, I do my best, but afterward I'm like, I don't think I did that right. Like, that happens kind of across the board in my life. I'm not married, I don't have kids, like, I don't eat meat, I don't drink them. I'm kind of an outlier in a lot of ways. But I am very funny.
You are indeed.
But I figured out a way to synthesize it into a show. Can I talk about your new Netflix special?
Oh, well, yes, you can.
Sure.
Now that you're here.
Yeah.
Now that you're here.
No, I told you I thought it's one of the probably my favorite special of yours.
Yeah, which you never say.
Yeah, I'm.
No, and I mean this in a good way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're not one of those people who just says words like favorite, best, I like.
Oh, amazing.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you don't.
But it really, to me, was like your strongest, cleanest,
thank you.
Best material.
Thank you very much. It was hard for both of us because, and not just us, many comedians, many touring artists, many like everyone from people who are running, you know, building the stages. Everyone was struggling because of COVID.
You know,
people couldn't go to offices, etc. But touring was decimated. You know, everyone we worked with was gone. Building a show was really hard. I wonder if you went through the same thing, because I was panicking about whether or not I'd be able to make the show what it was. And then you were also building a show when everyone was wearing masks. No one could even sit together.
Yeah.
Like, was that hard?
Well,
for you?
I didn't know how much to talk about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't tell if people wanted to hear it or didn't want to hear it.
It was both.
I know.
Yeah.
So
well,
I would
like,
do
it was over. Don't say anything. But what is your joke?
Yeah. But go ahead. Yeah. So I had a couple like fast jokes up
right.
front and then I would just get into the show. Cause I think people want you to acknowledge it, but they don't want to harp on it to bums them out.
I'd love to know from the first time you and I hung out on the show and spoke about depression.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about, you know, anxiety. We spoke, you know, it's the stuff comedians talk about. I'd love to know if you feel like you've healed a lot more, if you've grown a lot more, and for people who've been on a similar journey to you, what's some of your best advice for them
to be? I've done a ton of stuff. I did a thing called TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation for depression. That was really helpful. I did ketamine. Did you?
The ketamine therapy?
Ketamine therapy.
Okay.
I didn't just do
yeah,
it
Yeah, it sounds
a club.
Like you just did it at a party. That's what it sounded like you did it. I did ketamine.
Yeah.
I got drunk. I got lit. I got turned.
It really helped. So ketamine, TMS, ayahuasca. I'll do anything. But I feel like you've done stuff also. This is another way in which we connect.
I think therapy is amazing. I think you should always be working on yourself. But like, you've always been the person who's gone, I'm a tortured soul and there's no hope. You say that in your comedy, right? Uh-huh. And I feel like over the years I've seen a glimmer of hope in your eyes.
I'm a little sunnier than I used to
be. You are a little sunnier.
I know.
You are.
I know. It's pretty cute.
It is.
got a burgundy suit. Come on. What do you want?
So to that, not to be too mushy, but to that Neil Brennan who's sitting out there right now and goes, I'm anxious. I'm depressed. I don't think anybody in the world loves me. I don't think there's any future for me. What do you say to them?
Just keep saving your money. And invest in a Roth IRA. No, just keep trying. That's the thing is, because it is the thing with depression and anxiety and all these mental health things, they don't really know what does what.
Yeah.
So you have to keep trying and not get too discouraged about if one thing doesn't work,
mm-hmm.
then you're broken or screwed or whatever. Like, you know, you just try another thing. It's like stand-up. Where you just do a joke and it's like, oh, you don't like that? All right, we'll
try another one.
Yeah, and just go on and on and on. Do I worry for you? Yeah, I have some worries. I worry what's going to happen when you wake up tomorrow at 1 in the afternoon. Do you realize that you're not going to be the host of The Daily Show anymore? Yeah, you're just going to be a best-selling author who does comedy in sold-out arenas around the world. Hashtag pray for Trevor. So, buddy, it is my great honor on behalf of everyone here and at home to give you your flowers.
Aww. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Also, as someone quitting a job in America, you're about to lose your health insurance, so you should probably sign up for COBRA. I brought all the necessary forms. Love you, buddy. Congratulations. Trevor Noah, everybody.
Neil Burnham, everybody. Thank you so much.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.